But of course, things have changed. It's very difficult to say exactly how they've changed, but it's as though the economic imperative is stronger. Perhaps materialism is more rampant. Consumerism certainly is more rampant. Individualism is more rampant, and so on. And all that tends to move against any attempt, collective or individual, to lead the spiritual life. We are really up against it very often, as I know from some of the people who do come to see me. It isn't easy to lead or to try to lead a spiritual life nowadays. Of course, it's never been easy. It's intrinsically difficult anyway. That reminds me of two sayings. One comes from Dr. Ambedkar. At the time of his conversion, he said, "Make no mistake about it. Buddhism is a very difficult religion to practice." And I heard a Tibetan proverb from some of my Tibetan friends who said, "If it isn't difficult, it isn't religion." Which is very uncompromising indeed. But of course, the present time is not the only time in history when, if you want to try to lead a spiritual life, or even if you try just to be objective, to see things as they are, even on the ordinary everyday level, it's always been difficult. And in this connection,